Good morning, everybody. I'm going to call the meeting to order. DeHasse, would you just give an opening, please?
Dauna ganjoko suri siose jinate ondu ganheledungsla. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu ne nukinuha onjage. Jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu ne onegano sogu jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu ne onegli suha jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu ne awahi jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu ne onunkwa togu jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu ne onunkwa u jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu ne asanate gunahun dele jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu Nin galunda suha jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu nin gundilia suha jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu nin uchita suha jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu nin gunjokwa jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu nin oela suha jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu nin ladisa gayonteze jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu nin yodahlo sunkwa jiha jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu nin yunki sota hwe nidale jisego yunki nugula dadi dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu nin yoji stokwalu jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu nin skandalio jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu nin kaye nyungwerege jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guatni gula daitino eladu nin sunkwai disu jisego inaliwan de rohari dato yanduha kinguatni go. Danito.
This morning we have a agenda to approve. I'm not going to do a roll call. Melinda's out. So, are there any changes to the agenda? I'm not aware of any.
No.
You're not going to add the amendment?
It's being included in the chief counsel report.
Okay. Jennifer?
Make a motion to approve the agenda. Second.
This motion to approve the agenda by Jenny. Second for Lisa. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. First item on the agenda is SEAT's board report. Oh, oath of office for SEAT's board, Pam Harms, Finance
Chair.
Committee.
There is a presentation prior to that.
Ooh. I thought we did that last week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, no?
I have it on my agenda for a presentation to be done by Loretta.
Okay.
Ready?
Sure. Can you please keep it brief today because I'm not feeling well? I was in the bathroom most of the night, so I would like to get done here as soon as possible this morning. Yeah, I see the paper.
What stage is Lee? Madam Chair, Business Committee. I won't take long, but this is how it happened. My grandson, Louis Cottrell, is taking classes at Menominee College, and called me up and he said, Grandma, what do you know about the connection between the Gaya and the Goa and the Constitution? Well, I know something about it, but I don't know everything about it. So I started looking around, and sure enough, here we have it, the Senate Select Committee on Indian Affairs, the Senate Concurrent Resolution 76 for 200 years after 1776. And there is a comparison in the back by Gregory Schaff of every part of the great law, the Gaya and the Goa, and right across from it is the part of the Constitution of the United States that is similar, taken from the great law. So, and then you have all the testimony attached here. This is 395 pages, and I believe you have it on, you can read it. I wanted to give you a hard copy, but your staff ruled me out. So, because it's easier to read the hard copy. I mean, if you got 395 pages on your computer, you need three or four computers so you can switch around. But the link is in here. I think Lisa Liggins put it in here. But the heavy hitters are Roger Jourdain, who was his chairman up at Red Lake for about 35 years, Joe Dela Cruz, who was his chairman over in Washington, Larry Kinley, chairman of the Lummi tribe, Suzanne Schoen Harjo, who is still working with the Morningstar Foundation on, I think, on the Redskins thing in particular right now, she's working on. And Arlinda Locklear also, and then Gregory Schaff, who wrote about the Constitution. I feel, and I know, that the business committee needs all the help it can get in terms of dealing with opposition in the local communities, or when you go to Madison, or when you go to Washington, D.C., and talk with these people, here's the real stuff, people. This is it. I mean, if you have this background, you know, there's nobody that can be up against you because they don't know it, and you will. So I think that this is very, very important. I read the whole thing. I read all the attachments. Most of this is attachments, a testimony by each one of those persons. And it was chaired by Daniel Inouye. And he was the chairman for a long time of the Indian Affairs Committee. He got to be that chair because nobody else wanted it. And he came out as one of the best chairs of the Indian Affairs Committee ever. And what he did for people. I think he's deceased now 1 year. But he's with us. I gave you this DVD right here, and it's 19 minutes long. You watch that, and you will be a different person. You listen. This is Daniel Inouye saying the history of the treaties and the tribes and the taking of land better than anybody else. So this is it. 19 minutes is all you need to do is watch this. And I make copies. I must have made several hundred copies of this and gave it to people everywhere because it's one of the best things ever. You got these two things as it's like, you know, Moses on the Bible or something. It's the best ever. So that's what I came here to give you today. And you're a new business committee. And I think, like I said, you need all the help you can get, so this is some of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Loretta.
Uncle.
I'm going on and give this stuff to somebody else, too. Like the judges.
All right.
Have a good day, Loretta.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to accept this item as FYI?
Second.
Motion by Dai Hase, second by Fawn, to accept the presentation as FYI. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is the oath of office for the CIATS Board, Pam Harms, Finance Committee, Wesley Martin Jr., and Trust Enrollment Committee, Rita Ryder. If you would come forward, please. Congratulations and thank you. Thank you for being here this morning. The next item is approval of minutes of November 12th.
Second.
Motion by Trish, second by Jennifer to approve the November 12th meeting minutes. Are there any questions or comments on these minutes? None. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is a resolution regarding the CY 2015 County Tribal Law Enforcement Grant with Brown County and the State of Wisconsin Department of Justice.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have these two resolutions that need approval for the county tribal law enforcement grants. One is for Outagamie County, one is for Brown County. They split the monies with each county, so the dollar amounts are different for each county. They're going to be, our police department will be ordering mobile data, computer system equipment, supplies. They'll be changing over some of the squad cars from old vehicles to new vehicles, so they need changeover equipment. That's about it.
Okay, the Brown County grant is for $18,222 and Outagamie is $16,038.
Yep. Questions? There's no match for these grants,
there's
so
no match.
It's all.
No in kind, okay.
No in kind, nothing. There's no match whatsoever.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Lisa?
Motion to approve the CY 2015 County Tribal Law Enforcement Grant for Brown County, State of Wisconsin, Justice Department of Justice resolution.
Second.
Motion by Lisa, second by Jennifer to approve the resolution for Brown County. Questions or comments? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Second item is the same grant resolution. It is for Allegheny County for
$16,038.
Madam Chair. Yes,
Vaughn. Motion to adopt CI 2015 County Tribal Law Enforcement Grant, Allegheny County, State of Wisconsin, Department of Justice.
Second.
Motion by Fawn, second by Lisa to approve this resolution. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marsha. The next item is corporate reports, the Airport Hotel Corporation. We got a report in executive yesterday. This includes both Radisson and the Wingate Hotel. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a couple things. I'll start with the Oneida Airport Hotel Corporation. Just to update some strategies so the community knows, and then some highlights. But the strategies I think that they have developed is mostly partnering this last quarter. This is our busiest quarter of the whole year. And with that said, the partnering is not only with the Radisson Corporation that is continues to improve, but also with the casino, with the golf course, and, of course, with joint marketing. And that has really been a benefit to all of the entities, not just our own. And that also includes Bay Bank, which I'll report in just a few seconds. The other thing, I think, is just the local attractions, the holiday blitzes, all of the strategies that they have been looking at have really been working, and that definitely has shown in the year end. Some changes and some things that we are concerned about as the future goes and continues is the KI Center downtown. That is going to be an 80,000 square feet when it's complete, competing against our 40,000 square feet ourselves that will be completed next year, and definitely the new hotels downtown that are coming into play, which is along with the Northland, the Hyatt, which is going to be managed by AmeriHost, which also manages the Radisson in Appleton. So we feel that there will definitely be some referring back and forth. Also, there is Fox Cities is also working on a sports complex that is on the docket right now for development. So something else we have to watch as it continues to be competitive from where we are. I think as far as the corporate level goes, I can tell you that Ambridge, our management company, not only has been beneficial to the continued success and future success of the Radisson, but they have implemented a new software that allows not only for us to be all of our reports and more reports than we've ever seen before, but also the fact that we can now, as owners, can look on that on a daily basis and see where our financials are so we can keep in track as to where we're going. Our group pace for next year, we are ahead about $500,000 in sales already. So fiscal year 2015 should be definitely a bumper year for us, and we're looking to, again, have that happen. With that, our cash flow continues to increase at the Radisson, which is always good for us as owners, knowing that we are not financially dependent on the tribe as we were a few years ago. So we are standing alone. Let me move to Three Clans, which is the Wingate by Wyndham that we also own, and that is directly across the street from the Radisson. Again, a couple strategies that Wingate has really been very successful and been able to complete, and that is utilizing the third-party bookings, and that is the agencies that we talk about a lot of times. Third-party is just that travel agencies out in the market that anybody can connect with. Again, the Radisson team continues to cross-sell the Wingate, which is, again, that partnering, that communication, that working together so we can continue to progress. Some material changes I think that we take a look at are the corporate business travel has definitely increased. Part of their strategy was to lower that rate and get occupancy. With that being said, we now have accomplished that. We had the highest occupancy since we bought the hotel in the last quarter, and that was at 81.66% occupancy. Again, the highest we've seen, and now they are working on a new strategy, and that is to increase the ADR, which is the average daily rate. And also, due to the Wingate's very good overall performance, we have contracted with Ambridge in that property as well. We have pulled back all of their support for the management of that, and we are now just allowing them to do the accounting procedure for us, and that too, we get very good financials, so we can help manage that property. The Wingate we bought in 2008 has not been able to support its own mortgage for some years, and this is the first year that they can. So again, we're making progress, we're making money, that's what we're looking for, and it takes the pressure off of the Radisson. So, you know, kudos to them, because we've had a great year and we continue to look for more with the strategies and even with the competition coming in the field. So just the best financial achievements since 2008 since we bought it. So if there are any questions, I'd be glad to answer more.
Any questions, Georgiana? No, thank you. Jen. There's a motion by Jen. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Fawn. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, Janice.
Thank you.
You can do the golf chair.
United Golf Enterprise. I am the agent for the Golf Enterprise, and I will... also, I have some very good competitive analysis, some very good numbers this year. We definitely are going in the right direction with the golf course. We missed budget by $1,900. Up to 2 years ago, we were asking for $300,000 to $400,000 to support that financially. So operationally and financially, we are definitely, again, going in the right direction. I thank the business committee and the GTC for allowing the CIP program to be successful. The new parking lot, if you haven't been there this year, the lights that are up there, we have had positive feedback, and it continues to people to just comment. Working with joint marketing, working with the Radisson, working with the Wingate, working with gaming, working with Bay Bank, we have definitely increased some of our revenue. One with Bay Bank on their ATM machines, we have finally got them. We moved them into the hotel. We've now moved them into the golf course, and we are sharing the profits on some of the service charge that is there. So, again, additional revenue. We have expanded over there into tobacco sales, which is really the cigar sales. We've had a few cigar, events, and they were successful. They've been selling out. So we will continue them next year. Again, a new revenue stream that we haven't seen over at the golf course. As far as our competition goes, our biggest competition, of course, was our closest, and that was Brown County. Last year, Brown County got froze out on the course itself, and what has happened this year, last year we stole some of their customers, and I should say they came over because they couldn't get on the course or liked where it was at. We did not lose any of our customers from that, so we had a very good year. They came over, they saw what we had, they liked what we had, the service was good, the food is good, so... We're just assuming that they liked all of that, so they're staying, which is very, very good news for us. We continue to be the wedding place for 300 or under as far as the capacity goes. In 2015, we are booked every Saturday, every weekend. We are now working on Fridays and Sundays, and we do have some weddings there. We are booking it for 2016, and we just had an inquiry last week for 2017. So it definitely is known for the wedding place. We are definitely in the wedding magazine and in the wedding shows in both the Green Bay and Appleton area. So that's very good. Some other strategies that the Thornberry Creek at Oneida, we will be featured on the cover of Premier Golf Destination magazine in February of 2015. We also will be featured on a 3-page editorial on the inside, which hasn't happened before, and that circulation is about 96,000. So again, with the resources that Josh Dockstader has brought as general manager, he definitely knows where we should go, where we belong, and with his guidance and resources, I support that. Next year, along with the parking lot this year, you will see some new tee signs, some new tee markers, some trash receptacles, practice tee necessities and benches, and there'll be some new flags that will be out there also. Again, in some new uniforms, just the direction that it's going. We're upgrading that, and we're definitely looking at the price structure. Whether Thornberry knows it or not, they are really using the yield management, which is in the hotel business type, and that is to identify when your low time is, when you do not have customers, lower your rate, bring customers in, let them see the product, and then eventually raise the price. So they are doing the same thing over there, and it is working. They tried a segment last summer. They were not getting customers in the morning, early morning, and Josh would run over to Brown County, and they have 50, 60 cars. He lowered the rate, and we filled that gap. So he definitely is an asset to that operation as well. We did hire a new food and beverage director, which is Zach Knight. He comes with a lot of experience and training. The consistency is important in any hospitality area, and it's no different in the golf course. So he is definitely strong on training, redoing the manuals, and is doing a good job. Market growth, I mentioned just some of the bookings that we have in the future. I think one of the hurdles that we have to overcome in this business at all is truly the retention of our employees. Very hard to get employees. One is the distance and location during the winter. Second, it's part-time. And to get people to work part-time and then come the distance, we're fighting that. Plus, now you add 5% as far as employment base or the unemployment rate, I should say. So we're just a couple things. But we are working with the HR from the Radisson and trying to utilize the employees to give them 40 hours, each keeping their employment base separate from each other. The Packer show is a success. We have a Packer radio show, 107.5, The Fan, and that continues to grow on Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock tonight. None of you are busy, you're welcome to come out there. But it increases in number every week. And not only does it increase in numbers, that means food and beverage also increases. So we have great, every week it's a Packer guest. And those are always to be announced and on Facebook every week. Retention. As I said, probably the hurdle, the biggest, is the employment base, but we are definitely working on that and had some suggestions from USJ in executive session, which we will take back. And then, of course, all of our promotions, the A Taste of Thornberry, the Halloween Cash Bash, very successful programs, the cigar. So with that, we're just looking for a good year and a better year next year, and the staff is definitely all ready to go. Just, weather's not cooperating, of course.
Thank you, Janice. Mm-hmm. If there's a motion by DeHasse, second by Trish, to accept the Thornberry OGE report. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, Janice.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Good holiday, folks.
You too.
Thank you, you too.
Next item is the Bay Bank report. I don't see Jeff Bowman here.
Yeah, Madam Chair, just for a note, the reports weren't actually scheduled to start till 1:30 this afternoon, so that could be the reason why he's not here. So I don't know how you want to proceed.
Well, we basically got a lengthy overview of the banks and its condition. I think everything is positive at this point. And I'm not hoping to be here at 1:30, so I think we should take action on it.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Motion to approve, accept the Bay Bank Corporation report.
Motion by Lisa, second by DeHasse, to accept the Bay Bank quarterly report. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. The next item is the Otay quarterly report, and they have asked for a deferral. Is there a motion to that effect?
Second.
Motion by DeHasse, second by Fawn, to defer the Otay report to the December 10th meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. And the same goes for the Oneida Engineering Science and Construction Report. They have also asked for a deferral to December 10th.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Motion by Lisa, second by DeHasse to approve their deferral for this report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item are our board appointments. I have a recommendation to appoint Vicki Cornelius to the Oneida Powell Committee.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Lisa.
Motion to accept the recommendation to appoint Vicki Cornelius to the Oneida Powell Committee.
Second.
Motion by Lisa, second by Vaughn to appoint Vicki Cornelius to the Powell Committee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next appointment is for the Oneida Land Commission. The recommendation is for Bart Cornelius.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Jennifer.
I have a motion to appoint Bart Cornelius to the Oneida Land Commission.
It's a motion by Jennifer, second by Trish, to appoint Bart Cornelius to the Oneida Land Commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is a recommendation for Don McLesser to be appointed to the Oneida Land Claims Commission.
Madam Chair.
Jenny.
Make a motion to appoint Donald McLesser to the Oneida Land Claims Commission.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Lisa to approve Don McLesser for the Land Claims Commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is to appoint Corina Charles to the Oneida Nation School Board.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Vaughn.
Motion to approve to appoint Corina Charles to the Oneida School Board.
Second.
Motion by Vaughn, second by Lisa to appoint Corina Charles to the Oneida Nation School Board. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item is the quarterly report for Oneida Tribal Services Advisory Board.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Make a motion to continue to halt stipends from the Southeastern Oneida Tribal Services Advisory Board again, and to contact and to have their liaison contact the board again to see where the reports are. This is unacceptable.
Just to note, my office did contact there and ask for their submission, and we have not received anything. So we have called. So we will continue to call. And
okay. Second.
Pardon?
Is this the third time?
It was deferred from October 22nd, then November 12th. So, yes, it's the third meeting. But there's a motion right now to withhold stipend payment until a report is submitted and that my office continue to make contact regarding the report. Any questions or comments? Did you have something else, Trish?
I'm just wondering if we should take further action in regards to the members. Are they actually meeting? We don't know if they're meeting. We don't know. They're not reporting. They're not doing anything. So should we take other action? I'm sorry.
Should we plan for other action or notify them that we're looking at other action for noncompliance?
What would that action be?
Termination of the board or the person responsible for submitting the report.
Okay. Joanne and then Brad.
Thank you. There are three potential actions available to the business committee. One, you can remove the members of the board. They are appointed by the business committee under the comprehensive policy. They can be removed. You can dissolve the board itself, or you can simply send them notice that failure to respond will result in either removal or dissolution of the board.
That's what I'm thinking about, is the notice.
Okay, Brad?
Morning.
Joanne kind of answered some of the questions I have. Maybe you should consider a three-strike policy. Who's ever the chair of that board committee or commission doesn't submit a report, third time they're out, replace them. You know, it'd be just that quick and simple. Thank you.
Thank you. Lisa?
A quick follow-up question for LOC. I know that we deferred this item in the beginning of the term to you guys to look at the comprehensive policy to bring back some recommendations on how we can have some solutions to situations like this. So I'm just wondering where you guys are at with that.
We approved it on the active files list, and it hasn't come up as far as
okay.
our priorities list.
Okay. I'll make an amendment to the motion then to request that the liaison send written notice to them, letting them know that if they fail to be in compliance for the third time, that we will consider further action.
All right. There's an amendment to the motion to send a written notice asking for compliance. Is there support on the amendment?
Support.
Amendment supported by Trish, made by Lisa. Discussion on the amendment? I would just ask, Lisa, if your office could forward to me the contact information so
sure.
a letter can go out, because
okay.
I don't have that, and I know Mary was trying to dig it up, but
okay.
she had called Mark.
Okay. We'll do that.
All right. Any other questions or comments on the amendment? If none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The main motion, again, is to withhold payment and that further notice be given to the board. Any more questions or comments on the main motion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item is the LOC, the minutes of November 5th, 2014.
Madam Chair, motion to approve the LOC November 5th, 2014 minutes.
Second.
Motion by Trish, second by Fawn to accept the November 5th LOC minutes. Questions or comments on the minutes? If none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is a Finance Committee report dated November 17th.
Madam Chair.
Jennifer.
Make a motion to approve the Finance Committee meeting minutes of November 17th, 2014.
There's a motion to accept Finance minutes of November 17th. Is there support?
Second.
Second by Brandon, motion by Jennifer. Questions or comments on the report?
I just have a quick question. On the advanced asbestos removal for development, is that for the nursing home? The old nursing home?
Nursing home and travel building.
And the travel building, okay.
Nursing home, the health center, and the tribal building.
Mm-hmm. Those two
bills.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on the Finance Committee? If none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is Community Development Planning Committee. There is no action requested, and the same goes for the quality of life. There is no action or report requested at this time. General Tribal Council, petitioners Leah Sudaj, Mike Dabrasco, Frank Cornelius, and Brad Graham to hold a GTC meeting to address tribal election issues.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Jennifer.
I make a motion to accept the legal analysis and defer the financial analysis to the next BC meeting on December 10th.
Second.
There's a motion by Jennifer, second by Fawn, to accept the legal analysis and that this item be deferred to the December 10th meeting. Questions or comments on the motion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is a petition from Gina Paulus to create a support system of paralegals, advocates, and attorneys to assist and advocate for the Oneida enrolled tribal members that are engaged in any case with the Oneida judiciary.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Jennifer.
Make a motion to accept the legislative analysis and accept the financial analysis status report as FYI.
So motion to accept this item as FYI. Is there support?
Support.
Support by Trish. Lisa. Okay. Questions or comments on this item? If none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is approval of the GTC meeting packet for January 5th. There's a draft packet that's available as a handout today.
Yeah, just for a note, as you skim through the packet, the reports are in the template form. However, printing is already in production to put the reports in their actual format that it'll look like in the packet. So all that you're seeing is the actual information. You're not actually seeing the way that it's going to be formatted in the book at this point. And then also, just as a reminder, you did ask for us to come back with an alternate date for inclement weather, and yeah. That's noted on the bottom of the cover page that the alternate inclement weather date is Monday, February 9th at 6 o'clock p.m. That was the soonest date available at the Radisson after the Monday date.
Just a quick question.
Jennifer.
At what is there a time that For bad weather, is there a time that you have to decide by? Is there a certain time?
If this notice goes out as presented, this is notice to the public that in the event we've canceled the meeting, we won't know until the day of if we're going to cancel. And then we would put that notice out of cancellation with a reminder that the February 9th date was selected as an alternate date.
Okay. Is there a timeline by noon that day, by 3 o'clock that day?
No specific time. I think it's just based on weather.
Okay.
We may know day before if it's already bad conditions.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments on the packet?
Madam Chair?
Jennifer?
I make a motion to approve the annual GTC meeting packet for January 5th. 2015.
With the alternate date?
With the alternate date.
Motion by Jenny, second by DeHasse to approve the January 5th packet with an alternate day of February 9th for the annual GTC meeting. Any other questions or comments on the packet? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is approval of the reorganization of Environmental Health and Safety Division of Land Management and Housing. Morning.
Good morning. So I was requested to put this back on the agenda for consideration, but understanding some circumstances have arisen, so you may want to table it. Is that what I heard? Until that gets talked about and vetted some more.
Madam Chair?
Jenny?
I make a motion to table.
Second.
There's a motion by Jenny, second by Brandon, to table this item. There's no discussion on a tabled item. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving tomorrow.
You too.
Thanks. The next item is a request to ratify an e-poll for approval of funding for the Youth Ambassador trip to Washington, D.C.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Lisa.
Motion to ratify the e-poll results of the Youth Ambassador Washington, D.C. trip.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by DeHasse. Questions or comments on this item? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next request is to ratify an e-poll for the sponsorship of the Big Brothers Big Sisters Taste of the Town event. Yes, they have to.
Motion to ratify the e-poll for the sponsorship of the Big Sisters, Big Brothers Big Sisters Taste of the Town event.
Second.
Motion by DeHasi, second by Fawn, to ratify the e-poll for this event and the sponsorship. I think there was some discussion, though, about the timing, because this event is planned out well in advance, almost a year, and it came to us the week of. I know it did come to us a couple weeks before, and we did have questions on it, and I don't think our questions were ever answered. So based on the late timeliness, we went ahead and approved it. And I guess I would just say that going forward, these need to be submitted more timely, and they will not be considered if they don't come timely to us. So I understand that everybody's busy, but in this particular instance, there's no reason for it to be as late as it was. So, any other questions or comments?
Do we need procedural exception to the CR added to that?
Yes.
Okay. I also make a motion to do procedural exception to the continuing resolution.
There is a motion pending to approve this, but it does need to include a procedural exception to the continuing resolution, because at this time, these types of expenses are prohibited. So. It does require the procedural exception.
I'll add that to my motion.
Okay. Does the seconder agree?
Yep.
All right. For the record, that will be added to the main motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries.
Madam Lisa? Chair, I'd like to make a follow-up motion that this item actually be deferred to the next officers' meeting for further conversation.
Okay, there's a motion to defer this item to the officers' meeting for further conversation and discussion. Is there support on that motion?
Support.
Motion supported by DeHasi, made by Lisa. Questions or comments on the motion to send this over to the officers' meeting? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is a request to approve the sponsorship for business purposes. They're looking to sponsor the Wine and Cheese event and the Green Bay Film Festival event.
Good morning. This is to request endorsement for two exceptions to BC Resolution 09-2414A. For the following sponsorships for business purposes: the Wine and Cheese, $10,000. $5,000 would come from joint marketing, $2,500 from the Radisson, $2,500 for the casino, February 2015. And the next one is Green Bay Film Festival, $10,000 sponsorship, $5,000 from joint marketing, and $5,000 from tourism for March 2015. Both events are held at the Radisson, and they're related directly to revenue generating and hopefully future. The Wine and Cheese last year had 1,200 people. Some were staying at the hotel, and it was just before Valentine's Day. And so the intent is to drive traffic. The total amount of revenue produced from the Radisson was $22,329. The film festival is still in its infancy. They do have it at the Radisson, and a portion of it is tribal films, and that one's in March this year. It's an event that's hosted. Both of them are important for the Radisson because they're two events that are hosted in the middle of our freezing winters, and so it drives revenue then.
Lisa?
Just a quick question. I appreciate that you broke down the dollar amounts, and I know you probably can't speak for the casino, but from the tourism perspective, are these dollars budgeted for?
The dollars were always budgeted for. The event was budgeted for, and I just need to note that the event is looked at a year out, And so the reason they all came here, and some of them did come a little late also, is because the resolution hit us. Even though we were always planning it, the resolution hit us, so we had to bring those forward. So these were planned a year out. The announcements go out, our logo goes on it, and that's what it's about.
What types of things have you reduced or eliminated based on the 12% cut for joint marketing?
Joint marketing, we reduced down for fiscal year 15. So all of the fiscal year 15 has not been allocated. We'll still have the Tuesday locker room show will be one that we'll look at renegotiating, and then we start to look at these again. So, for instance, the Taste of Town, it makes a decision then, and joint marketing comes together and decides, are we going to do it again? Are we going to reduce down from 10,000 to 5,000 on these events? Does the Radisson pick up the gap? So those will all be discussed at joint marketing. It's not just across the board, this is where we're going on it. We've reduced it down, but all of the events will have to be reevaluated for fiscal year 15.
I guess my question is, what has been considered, not what's going to be considered? Because I think those budget revisions had to be submitted already.
Correct. The things to be considered would be exactly that, the Taste of Town, the joint marketing, involvement with the film festival, but we haven't had a meeting since then except that it needs to be reduced. So now the way to reallocate it would be those that are finished. And I hear your question on it. We don't have an answer because we have not met. We just had to reduce it and pull some things off. For instance, the Locker Room Live, the total cost of that event was $88,000. We negotiated down to $51,000. The question now becomes, in the next as we go forward, do we still want to continue doing it? It's very high visibility for us, very well aligned with the Packers. That's one that may have to be scaled down. Otherwise, the film festival may be one that's scaled down, or the other one may be the Taste of Town. The thing is to look at the sponsorships in its entirety, and the guidelines are any sponsorship has to be held on one of our properties.
Well, the $10,000 request for sponsorship of the film festival is going to generate $8,870, so we're going to take a loss on that based on your information.
Because it's a new event. One of the things with the event, and let me just go back, if tourism were to put it on or joint marketing were to put it on, the cost may be $30,000 to put it on. That's the film festival's budget. If we feel that we don't want to invest that kind of money, $10,000 to have an event at the Radisson is a good win-win for us. I'm sure that, you know, if it's not something that's attuned to what we want to do, that's fine. Next year, they've been wanting to go to the KI. But to put on an event at the Radisson in the middle of winter when we don't have revenue being generated there, the investment of $10,000 versus us putting it on for $30,000 is a little different.
Brandon?
I guess I'll make a motion to approve the procedural exception for the wine and cheese event and deny the Green Bay Film Festival request.
There's a motion. Is there support on the motion? There's support
for discussion.
Support by Lisa. I guess my concern is, you know, although you were not able to answer the question about what cuts you've made for joint marketing, because we have asked the areas to do that, and then you're asking to sponsor something that's going to generate less than the cost of the sponsorship, and I think we need to look at ways, and I understand the whole thing about, you know, winter season and driving traffic, but we can't drive traffic just for the sake of driving traffic. We have to drive traffic that's going to be for the purposes of generating revenue, not making a loss on an event. So, you know, I support at this time until we get your final budget back. I think that that's very financially, fiscally responsible of the committee to make that recommendation. Lisa?
I guess that's my follow-up question. What is the commitment we've already made to both of these events?
We have committed to sponsor both events to that tune that's listed here. We have our name on the logo. We have the events held at the Radisson. The Radisson has it. The event itself has signed contracts with the Radisson on it. And so from a perspective of reneging on something that is already in the works is...
And what was the date of that commitment? I mean, how long ago was that done?
A year ago. I mean, probably in after the last event ended. The last event last year for the film festival was okay. In February.
So
right after that, they start working on
it. Okay, so when you're talking about future consideration to cut out the film festival, you're actually talking about 2016.
Correct. The first one that falls into line with this fiscal year of events that to scale back would have to be the Packer, anything related to the Packer. It would have to be the Locker Room Live because that has not been contracted for this next year. It's a split season when we contract it. We contract it. It starts in the fall, and then in the spring we bring it out of the different budgets, so we split it up. The other thing that's hosted that was added into joint marketing is also the Thornberry event when we have the Wednesday night there. So that was put in there because we had the Locker Room Live. Mm-hmm. And so that would be something that can be cut out.
Lisa?
So when, my understanding is that the impacts were already requested to be submitted. So have you included what those potential impacts are in that request as well? So we should have that already being compilated for us?
Correct. All of the things were submitted in joint marketing. Joint marketing decides on this. It's not just tourism. It's not just the Radisson. Joint marketing is comprised of the Radisson, tourism, retail, legislative affairs. So it's that whole group. They decide how the complete budget is going to be allocated. And so when they decide this, then they have it. They have minutes written, and we've submitted those before. And then once they decide on that, then we go to work at with the Radisson or whatever entity it's held at.
Well, okay, and here's my concern. Without getting too far into it, my concern is that prior to the continuing resolution being adopted at the
Correct.
End of September, there was a cost containment resolution that also spoke about donations and sponsorships. And my concern is that for whatever reason, the joint marketing team, I feel like that wasn't adjusted. So to fall in line with the cost containment resolution, because that also, too, addressed donations and sponsorships. So there were guidelines provided to the operations regarding that. And for me, when I go backwards and I see the direction was given since at least February of this year, and then knowing that there was still a commitment made, and that there, that wasn't reevaluated at that time when the cost containment resolution was in place, and now there's a continuing resolution in place. So it's kind of been carried forward for over a year, for about a year now. So I guess I'm just a little concerned that that wasn't taken into consideration. And I get the value. I'm very happy that you are all collaborating. That's absolutely what we need to do moving forward with all of these things. I guess I'm not 100% comfortable that as a team then, it just appears on the surface that there hasn't been consideration for what those things were from a budgetary direction perspective, and how the team is taking those instructions and making these events comply with that. I guess that's kind of where I'm coming from on this, and I'm a little concerned about that. I understand there's been a commitment made, but I just kind of need you to know that. And so I would like to have further conversations with the with the team about that at some point to figure out how we do this in the future. Okay. Should this situation ever occur again with cost containment or whatever it is?
I think the team, and they meet once a month. They were meeting at the same time that the quality of life met. So it was kind of one of those things. But one of the things the team has done is over the last 3 years, I think I feel strongly that they have maximized the investment of the tribe. Their budget has been reduced from $200,000 down to $100,000. And so I think maximizing for these events really showcase their ability to stretch the dollars. So it wasn't about reducing it. It was about stretching the investment.
Madam Chair.
Trish.
One of the things that is not listed in the amount of benefit that we receive, it's just what the memo talks about is the revenues that Radisson earns, but there's not a residual of what we get for people coming to the community in the other outlying areas, as well as especially in gaming. If there's a way we can align that marketing so that we can tell what that revenue is, and we can justify these kinds of events better. The other thing is the just the relationship that we have with the, especially with the Boys and Girls Club regarding the wine and cheese. That's a phenomenal event. And then the Green Bay Film Festival, it's brand new, but it's also showcasing Oneida. And so on the one hand, I understand that the process is inhibiting to us. But if we're looking at trying to generate revenue where we don't have any and stretch the dollars to make it more efficient and effective for the benefit of all, I think that that's what we should encourage. The joint marketing team gave a presentation last week, was it? My time is all messed up here. So, but that was a really good presentation that showed how all of the operations work together for these types of events, and the benefit, the residual of benefits of our image, our prominent, proud, and progressive image that goes out to the surrounding communities as well as our own community. It really showcases our relationship with our partners, and so I think those are some of the good things that we need to recognize and encourage the joint marketing to keep doing. So I understand the process. We could work on that. I would like us to see the work on how do we do a better process. But for purposes of these two things, I would request the motioner to reconsider supporting the Green Bay Film Festival and putting that out there to approve it. Like I said, the residual, we don't really know what that is, but we know just by the people coming to the community. And, they've got to be stopping at our gas stations and all these other places, you know. So I think the benefits outweigh the negative process that we're kind of focusing on right now. So we can always improve the process. We can always improve the direction we want to go in. And so I'd like to see us do that starting today.
Well, I guess from my point of view is that, you know, everybody's being asked in this organization to make sacrifices. And there's people who have cut their hours. There's people who've cut employees, people who've cut their events, their annual events. And, you know, we have to have the same expectation for everybody. And it's not a comfortable position for the tribe to be in, but it is our fiscal reality. And if we don't be consistent about it, you know, then we're going to run into going back and saying yes to everybody then. And that's, to me, a serious concern for the tribe. And, you know, like I said, a lot of areas have made some serious sacrifices to their departments where they have to even just cut hours. And I don't think it's fair from that standpoint. And I understand the need to promote things, and but we can only do it within our means. And that's my concern.
Yeah, I guess that's where I'm at, is just, You know, the wine and cheese event is 120% return, and the other event is just a little smidge of a paragraph, and then we're hoping all these other things are going to happen. You know, I guess I would expect from a professional committee like that that has a lot of experience and I guess they would be able to put a plan together on how. I've seen plans in the past from joint marketing on how and what they're gonna support and the reasons and the returns, and just having a paragraph on a loss. I just can't support that. If it was something that says this is gonna do this, you know, we're gonna have a gaming can say that it's gonna bring in 4,000 revenue, a number. I could support that, but just, you know, the way it is and also how it rolled out is we're already committed to this. I just don't think it, in the situation we've been in the past 6 years, we shouldn't be committing to some of these things like this in this fashion on these small amounts like this. You know, I just don't like that process, and I guess I have to stick to process in this one. And, you know, I fully support the first event. Second event, I just can't justify that, breaking the process for a loss.
Any other discussion?
Do you have more? Do you think the team has more information about the second event that they could bring forward? So if we were to maybe defer that one request until the next meeting, or do you think this is all that you're going to be able to, what you have before us today is what is the, all the information that you would have for that one?
No, if you want to defer the second, I'll be glad to ask the joint marketing team to come and bring you their minutes and the view on it for the film festival, and they can certainly come to the next meeting and present that information on it. One thing that I do want us to always consider is, again, when we have our name out there, what would be the impact of retracting our name on something, first of all? Secondly, the film festival has a total budget of $30,000, and we'll let them talk about that. They have a lot of volunteers. It was going to be moved to the KI Center, but we said we'd pull our sponsorship if they moved to the KI Center because the guidelines are at the Radisson. So I don't think that the second event is either here or there, as far as it, but this year's commitment has to be firm. Our name, our word is our bond on it. Our process, we didn't follow all of the ones, especially when we have a continuing resolution in the middle and some changes in processes. So, yes, I would like to request that it be deferred, and we'll have the joint marketing speak toward it.
When I asked earlier, you did say that the joint marketing hadn't met yet. You also said you hadn't concluded your cuts for your budget for joint marketing, and again, it's about making commitments that we don't have authority to make, and I understand the importance of planning, but I think at this time, you know, it's about doing our part to help the organization continue to move forward, and this is not going to make or break us, and things come and go, unfortunately. So, you know, I understand that this is a tribal facility, and I understand that the tribe has a reputation, but I also understand that most agencies and programs and institutions understand the economy and the things that have to change in order to get by. So
I agree with you, and I also am here to say that joint marketing will be doing and is doing their part with the budget, the 12% reduction. They're just doing it in events that are not contracted and under contract.
Right.
Any other questions or comments?
Question. When Jennifer? Is the Green Bay Film Festival?
In March.
Oh, in March.
Okay. You don't know when in March, or has it been determined?
No, the flyers are out. I'm sorry. It's like March. I don't want to give you March 15th and then it not be March 15th. It's whatever weekend it is in March.
Well, you know, it's helpful to get to show us the backup when you make these requests.
I agree, and I apologize. right now that I'm not prepared with the flyer on the film festival. And I will get you all the information if we defer this.
Okay, I'll modify my motion to approve the first event, the wine and cheese, with the exception to the cost contained, or to the resolution, the CR, and I'll include that the film festival be deferred to a meeting with the joint marketing. Mm-hmm. That'll be my motion.
Concur.
Motion's been modified to include sponsorship of the first wine and cheese event, and that the other item be deferred to a joint marketing meeting for further follow-up. Questions or comments on this item or the new motion?
Yeah, I guess the comment I'd like to see the information. I don't want from a committee that I expect to be more professional and more, I guess, direct with how they market and where the money will come back. I would expect from that meeting to get numbers, more than anecdotal information. I want to see numbers and how they're going to drive more revenue to at least 10,000. I mean, even at least.
And I agree with you 100%. If the investment isn't bringing that return, then it needs to be relooked at. 100% agree with you on that one.
Yeah, as a film festival is more grassroots people. They're not going to be driving a whole lot of revenue. They're not going to be spending a whole lot of money. They're people who are really just trying to get their product out there to people to see. So, I mean, I see both sides in the intrinsic value of it, but also the business aspect where we're just not making it right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other comments or questions? If not, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item is a request to ratify EPOL for business committee travel to Bemidji Area ITU meeting. It was for two council members. DeHasse.
Motion to ratify the EPOL for the procedural exception to travel for Jenny Webster and one employee to attend the Bemidji Area ITU meeting.
Support.
Motion is made and seconded. Questions or comments on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is a request to ratify EPOL for the Business Committee and Comprehensive Health Travel for the Medicare, Medicaid Technical Advisory Group meeting in D.C. on November 19th and the 20th.
So moved, Madam Chair. Second.
A motion made and seconded by Lisa and Juan. Questions or comments on the motion? Was that for two people, I believe?
Yes.
All right. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item was a request for the Workforce Development 2015 Administration for Native American Grants meeting in Santa Fe, February 3rd to the 5th. Sponsor is Matt Denny. This again requires a procedural exception for the continuing resolution. And it is to send two representatives.
HRD is requesting workforce development coordinator and specialist attend this conference in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It is a grant required conference. And it's paid for. The travel, the lodging, and registration is 100% paid for by the grant.
Any questions or comments on the request?
Madam Chair.
Jenny.
I make a motion to approve the travel for two workforce members to attend the mandatory grant-funded conference.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the request for the ENA grantee meeting. Questions or comments on the motion?
With an exception to the CR.
procedural exception.
I don't think that requires an exception.
Right.
Because it's grant funded.
Okay.
Grant requirements.
Track that.
Yes. Okay.
Do we have to approve it then? It was
yeah, we still have to approve
it. We still have to approve it.
Just
not the procedural exception.
Right. Included in there.
Lisa?
Just real quickly, for the resolution states under elimination of travel, all programs shall identify grant-related travel and apply for adjustments to, in the grant to reallocate travel-related funding to the provisions of the services. Where amendments cannot be made to the grant to reallocate travel-related funding, the allocations of the grant funding for travel must be reapproved by the Oneida Business Committee to approve the travel-related activities in the grant. So we do need to just approve it.
Any other discussion? If not, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Aye. Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item is request for travel for the Secretary Election Board planning meeting with the BIA for 2014 and 15. Travel was to Lac du Flambeau, or is for Lac du Flambeau, on December 8th. For three people to travel?
Madam Chair, the request is to include one meal for the Secretary Election Board members and gas for the tribal vehicle.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Make a motion to approve the travel request for the Secretarial Election Board.
Who are we asking to attend?
It's a motion to approve the Secretarial Election Board meeting December 8th in Lac du Flambeau for three participants. Questions or comments or support? Motion by Jenny. Is there support?
I believe the request that Melinda submitted when we talked about it in the agenda review, it was there might be multiple meetings between now and February, you know, in 2015, and the request was to approve those multiple meetings, not just the one in December. That was the intent.
Her backup letter says for December 8th, she can bring back more information. I think it's helpful to know what we're approving, if it's going to be beyond that.
Yeah.
And for how many people.
Yeah.
But thanks for the input.
Yep.
Madam Chair, I'll second for discussion.
Okay, motion is made and seconded for approval for three people for December 8th. Discussion?
I know that this is important too, just as we have other things going on where we need our council members to be attending, but also that we need to have a quorum, at least a quorum, for the planning strategies to complete the fiscal year 2015 budget process. So just so if everybody can keep that on their radar and work around those dates that we submitted, that I would appreciate that.
Okay, thank you. Jess?
I just wanted to clarify the December 8th meeting is for the Secretary Election Board. So that's Lisa, Melinda, Lloyd Paulus, Charlene, all of those that are listed in the memo. But then also Cheryl Skolaski is needed from enrollments, and I'm attending as well. And we're meeting halfway in Lac du Flambeau, so we don't have to travel all the way to Ashland. So the request is for one meal for all of us and for gas. There will be subsequent meetings between now and the elections in May. So my original request was for December 8th, and then Melinda asked me to revise it because there may be other requests. So it is December 8th. However, it's to kind of like a blanket approval to approve any other dates that are coming up if we need to travel, which would include one meal and guests.
Well, again, I appreciate the added information. Originally, I said three. It's now for eight people to travel on the 8th, And again, I think if after the 8th they have a schedule, a more concrete schedule about what other meetings and where they're going and who's attending, that has to be made available.
Okay. I'm
not comfortable with expanding this beyond the request. It could come back on the 10th. Lisa?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that I think that everybody's here has raised a good point on that, because we haven't approved blanket travel at this point simply because of the CR and some other things that we're trying to accomplish from a budget perspective. So I think it's not unreasonable for us from a committee perspective, Secretary Election Committee perspective, to come back at a later date and when we've identified future dates to say this is what we need to do until the budget's approved at least anyway, which will be, you know, still on target for January, so we should still be okay. I mean, be fine.
Any other discussion, comments? If not, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? One abstention from DeHasse. Motion carries to approve the December 8th travel. The next item is a request to approve an APOL ratification for the White House Tribal Nations Conference. The request is for Brandon to attend the meeting on December 2nd and 3rd.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Lisa.
Motion to ratify the e-poll results for travel to attend the 2014 White House Tribal Nations Conference.
Second.
There's a motion by Lisa, second by Fawn, to approve the e-poll for Brandon to travel to the D.C. event for the White House Tribal Nations. Joanne?
I would also note that I've just received notice from Treasury that they are hosting a government-to-government consultation regarding the general welfare exclusion on December 2nd. If we are planning on sending a tribal leader to that, we need to notify them by the end of the day today so you can get the proper credentials to attend the meeting and to be included on their list.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Jenny?
I just also wanted to note that I think you will be in D.C.
Yes, I will.
So between the two of you?
Yeah.
One of you can figure out where to go.
Who's doing what?
Yeah.
Will Melinda be here?
Yes.
It's one of our budget meeting dates.
Okay.
Yeah, I will be attending the event. I did have some conversations with the coordinator, Rena, regarding meetings. There's also a meeting with... I think Senate on Indian Affairs meeting I will be attending while I'm out there, also sponsored by NAFOA, and I already made my reservation to attend that meeting because of my travel was already approved. And the GWE meeting, I had heard that was going to happen as well. I just didn't know from a coordination standpoint the time frames, so I'll check on that.
Okay.
Otherwise, Brandon can attend as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, and we're coordinating with Nate to meet with some key Congress out there and some new Congress, since 71 new members are out there. We're trying to get our foot in the door as much as we can, since it's a Republican-controlled Congress now.
Any other questions or comments on this item? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
I'll abstain on that.
One abstention from Brandon. The next item is executive session item on the Oneida Airport Hotel Corporation Board.
Madam Chair, move to accept a report from the Oneida Airport Hotel Corporation Board.
Second.
A motion by Trish, second by Fawn, to approve the Airport Hotel Corporation Board report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is a Gulf Enterprise Corporation Board report.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Motion to accept the Oneida Gulf Enterprise Corporation Board report.
It's a motion by Fawn, second by Trish. to approve the Gulf Enterprise report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is the Bay Bank Corporation report.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Motion to accept the Bay Bank Corporation board report.
Second.
And there's a motion by DeHasse, seconded by Jennifer, to approve the Bay Bank Corporation report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Items 4 and 5 are requesting a deferral for the Oneida Total Integrated Enterprise report and the Oneida Engineering and Science and Construction report.
So move.
Motion by Font, seconded by DeHasse, to defer both of these reports to December 10th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Madam Chair?
Yes, DeHasse.
Motion to accept the General Manager's Gaming Report.
Second.
Motion by DeHasse, second by Fawn, to approve the Gaming General Manager Report. I don't think there was any other action. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next one is Intergovernmental Affairs and Communications Report.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Jennifer.
Make a motion to approve the Intergovernmental Affairs and Communications Report.
Support.
Motion by Jennifer, second by DeHasse, to approve the Intergovernmental Affairs and Communications Report. Questions or comments? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions, motion carries. Lisa?
Madam Chair, a follow-up motion to have one business committee member attend the state tribal consultation meetings, the first one on December 15th and the second one on December 16th.
There's a motion. Is there support to allow one person to attend the consultation meeting on December 15th and 16th? These are state consultation meetings.
Second.
Motion supported by Jenny. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. And I think that could be coordinated with their office as well. So whoever's, I think, was interested in going, please coordinate with Nathan and probably Tana. The next item is a chief counsel report.
There are three actions requested. One is to accept the report. The second is to approve the correspondence. And the third is to adopt an amended resolution. I have the draft correspondence and the proposed resolution. The secretary is handing that out. The resolution correction is to the resolution setting supervisory responsibilities. We're correcting references to the direct reports. The original resolution identified only those active direct reports in HRD systems. This resolution deletes references to individuals and includes the series of titles identified by the secretary's office that should be included. The correction includes the division director for land management, the Oneida Housing Authority, some assistant development division directors. No, that's it. And the assistant development division directors, public works and planning.
And the land.
And?
Land.
The division director for land management.
Okay.
Yes.
I see it.
The remainder of the resolution is the same.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Motion to accept the Chief Counsel's report.
Report.
There's a motion to accept the Chief Counsel report by DeHasse, seconded by Trish. All those in favor of the report say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Actions regarding Yesterday's Chief Counsel report is a resolution for consideration. This is an amendment to a resolution that was taken in October.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Motion to approve or adopt the BC resolution correcting resolution BC 10-22-14A, setting supervision and management of direct reports to the Oneida Business Committee.
Support.
There's a motion made and seconded to approve the resolution regarding correction of the BC resolution 10-22-14A regarding setting supervision and management of direct reports to the business committee. While that may be the case, I think it's also delineated and it resolves that it is to the officers for direct supervision and administrative purposes. I think if you read it, you're going to think they're going to report to online. So just to clarify that it is to the officers for administration of these direct report supervision.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We can note that in the record for clarification.
Okay. Any other questions or comments on the adoption of this resolution? And this will replace 1022A? 14A?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? If not, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. There were two other items.
So one additional item from my report. It's approval of the correspondence to be sent by the Secretary's office.
So moved.
Support.
There's a motion made and seconded to approve the correspondence to Mr. Wheelock, and that the Secretary Summers sign off on this document. Any questions or comments on the document? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. So this is going to be 1126-14A, or no, for the fill in that line?
I believe it's either B or C at this point.
B or C.
Yeah, there's
C?
A couple.
Actually, D.
There's two other
two
resolutions.
Grants. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Was there another item under Chief Counsel? You said there were three, no?
Except the report and the resolution and the letter.
All right. We'll move on to the next item, Audit Committee. Change the Audit Committee standing meeting schedule. The meetings will remain on a Thursday. The week of the meeting will change from the second to the third week of the month.
Madam Chair, make a motion to change the Audit Committee standing meeting schedule. Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Fawn, to change the Audit Committee standing meeting schedule. Questions or comments? Joanne?
As noted by the chairwoman, this is not an executive session item and would not fall within that category under the open records, open meetings law. The business committee should move this item and all the materials into the open session.
I withdraw my motion.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we move this item to open session and all the related materials.
Second.
Motion by Hasse and second by Lisa to move this item regarding the schedule to open session of the agenda, and that will fall under what part? New business number. D. Letter D under new business. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Action on the schedule itself.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to change the Audit Committee standing meeting schedule as proposed. Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Fawn to change the Audit standing meeting schedule. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item is unfinished business, BC directives around compensation adjustment issue. I believe this is going to be tabled for more information.
Madam Chair, motion to table.
Second.
Motion by Lisa, second by DeHasse to table this item. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Under new business requests, there is a request for a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the interstate logo contract. The sovereign immunity waiver.
So we're requesting a motion to approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the interstate logo participation agreement, contract number 2014-1233.
Motion to approve, Madam Chair.
It's a motion by Trish. Is there support?
Support.
Support by Jennifer. Discussion. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions. Motion carries.
Madam Chair, follow-up motion on this one?
Yes.
Or I guess a note for the record that we should ask that the retail area manager review the contract to make sure that it is in compliance with continuing resolution BC 92414A to ensure that it's meeting those requirements as well. And that is also noted in the cover of the legal review on page 342 of the packet.
Joanne?
We have placed that italicized language in every contract review after the adoption of the continuing resolution. We're not making an opinion on whether or not it's in violation, mm-hmm. simply that the owner of the contract needs to go back to that resolution themselves to determine the impact. So it's just an FYI for their attention.
Yep. And I think we need to just make it a note for them to do that once we approve it.
As well as a conflict of interest.
Is that a motion or just a statement for the
record?
I think
it's just a statement for the record, and then if it's okay with the committee, I'll just follow up with them and let Michelle know that they need to just make sure they do that as well.
Okay. Please note for the record. The next item is a request for a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for A&L mini storage. I believe this was going to get deferred to the December 10th.
Madam Chair, motion to defer.
Support.
Motion by Fawn, second by DeHasse to defer this item to December 10th meeting. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item is a request for a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the Prevail Work Med contract number 2014-0317. I believe we're going to approve this contingent upon questions of the business committee to be answered about the delay of the process and liabilities. Hi there, how are you?
Hi. I'm Mary from Employee Health. Mm-hmm. This is brought forward because the law office did review this agreement and they did approve it for legal content, but it did note that the business associate agreement from Prevea contains a waiver of sovereign immunity. Section 10.3 and 12.8 of the business associate agreement is the part that talks about the waiver of sovereign immunity, and it is necessary for the business committee, I'm sorry, to approve it to execute this document. We're using Prevea, and they're the ones that do the drug and alcohol testing for the tribe for the suspicion, the pre-employment, and they're also the ones that do the random drawing, pool drawing for the DOT regulations for the federal and state requirements. They also are a good resource for EHN. They do our
staff drug and alcohol training for our staff to be collectors and breath alcohol technicians. And they're also available to us whenever our office is open to answer questions, because we have some interesting issues that come up that we need an answer right away when it comes to drug and alcohol testing, and they're available to us. And the cost of using Prevea as the chosen vendor is actually less expensive than others in the area. We also do have a contract with Bellin to do some drug testing for post-accident, but Prevea is the one that does most of all our other testing. The business associate agreement is necessary under federal law and tribal policy, and EHN has been negotiating with Prevea over this contract since March. In short, the provisions, the 10.3, EHN would agree that there would be no unauthorized disclosure of private health information that would cause irreparable harm to Prevea, where Prevea then would be entitled to sue for damages, injunction, and recover costs, even attorney fees. Prevea believes that this is necessary to comply with the HIPAA accountability statutes, particularly when it comes to disclosing private health information. And in 12.8, the business associate agreement from Prevea says that the tribe agrees that they can be sued in Wisconsin and under the law used to construe the agreement in Wisconsin law. As the tribe has no law on point, use of the Wisconsin law to interpret this agreement is not unreasonable, and this is according to Kelly McAndrews. She also said that such provisions are not unusual in a business associate agreement. However, again, it is up to the BC to determine whether this provision is agreeable or not. Employee health does have safeguards in place to guard this private health information. We do have the records. They're confidential. They're kept in a locked cabinet. We do have authorizations on the testing forms that the information can be released to the United Tribe. We have an authorization form to release information that if an employee would come in and want a copy of their drug test, they have to sign that and show a photo ID before we would release that information. Also on the drug and alcohol for workplace consent form, it is on there that it's authorized to release that information to the EHN department, and EHN then in turn can notify the supervisor of the results where they can take appropriate action. And if there was any other questions that came up, we would ask for legal review before we would act on releasing any information to an employee.
Lisa?
Thank you for that overview. There were several questions that came up yesterday, not necessarily regarding the specific language that relates to the limited waiver, but some other things regarding the processing of the contract generally. So I'm going to make a motion to approve the Prevea WorkMed contract number 2014-0317, contingent upon those questions being responded to by the Comprehensive Health Division. And I'll include in my motion that the coordination of that correspondence between the committee's questions and the responses be done by Melinda and Jenny as the liaisons to the health area.
Second.
There's a motion made and seconded. Discussion? Have any questions?
Nope.
Any other comments? No. All right. Motion by, what was it, Fawn? Second, Lisa, second by Fawn? Or Jenny? Or somebody? All right. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you.
Very much.
I believe that concludes the agenda. Motion to adjourn by DeHasse, support by Trish. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Extensions, motion carries. Thank you, everybody. Have a great Thanksgiving.